Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is...
All we hear is Radio Gaga, Radio Goo Goo, Radio Gaga.
It's resident movie guy, regular size Kev. Kev, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me here, Victor.
Oh, always, always. So, I understand you've been running around the cinemas over the last few weeks, and you've managed to see the Queen biopic, Bohemian Rhapsody, and it's got a bit of a canning from the critics. What did you think, Kev?
Well, I think that perhaps the critics, I understand their point of view, but look, I like putting on my audience hat here and saying from an audience perspective, I really enjoyed it.
You loved it.
I loved it. I mean, like, I'm a massive Queen fan. Like, we all know that Jeff Field in the newsroom, he's massively crazy about ABBA. Mm. His love for ABBA is the same love that I have for Queen. They're the music that I grew up with. So I was keen as I've been to get in to watch Bohemian Rhapsody.
So was it, do you think your love for Queen was the only reason you liked it, or did you like it as a film?
No, the thing is, I'll admit that it did have some pretty glaring problems, but I'll get to those in a moment. So one of the things that I enjoyed a lot about the movie was the acting across the board was excellent. So Rami Malek in particular as Freddie Mercury was pretty fantastic. Like, he's, as the critics have said, and as I'm saying as well, he was fantastic as Freddie Mercury, getting all of the mannerisms right when he's on the stage and in interactions with the other characters and so on. Like, the acting was perfect, but
I've heard he carried the film a little bit.
He did carry the film quite a bit. Yeah, like, the other actors were good as well, but in particular Mike Myers. He was in the film as well.
I didn't know Mike Myers. I didn't even know he was still acting.
Me neither. I thought he was still doing his sort of Sacha Baron Cohen character comedy sort of stuff. Mm. But no, he's in the movie as well. And for once, he's doing a really good job.
He's not one of the band members, is he?
No, he's not.
Thank God.
Thank God
for that.
But one of the other things that I wanted to point out in particular that was given a lot of attention during the movie was the recreation of the Live Aid concert. So this was in 1985 when Bob Geldof wanted to get all of these, like, almost every single famous band of that time to perform for charity. And in particular, Queen at the time was considered to be out, has-beens, whatever. And then they were asked to perform as well, to reform and perform. And nowadays, they are considered one of the best live performances at Live Aid, like, in history. Mm. Like,
so how was the recreation?
It was pretty fantastic. I'll admit, it brought a tear to my eye. Aww. Just a little bit. I cried in the cinema. Because
was everyone else crying too?
I wasn't looking around. I just threw the tears in my eyes. Yeah. It was really well done. But the thing was, they did like recreate about 15 minutes, like about half of it. The whole thing goes for 25 minutes. Mm. And like, for a film, as much as I enjoyed it, I thought that it perhaps did go on a little bit too long, but I still enjoyed it as well.
So what else did you think made the movie fall down a little bit?
Well, it plays really fast and loose with history. So for a Queen fanatic as I am, I could tell that some things were a bit off.
Were you sort of sitting there going, no, that's wrong. No, that's wrong.
Yeah, like, for example, Mike Myers' character, who I mentioned earlier, was a complete fabrication on the scriptwriter's part. He never existed, his character. And it was a bit weird. It was a bit jarring looking up his character after the movie and finding out fictional character created solely for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, God.
I thought it was a bit weird. And also, he was dressed up like Jeff Lynne, like the lead singer from Electric Light Orchestra, for some reason. I wasn't sure. That seemed a bit off, despite his really good acting.
So,
also at the beginning of the film in particular, it just sort of skimmed past all of the major parts of the formation of the band as well. Mm. Like, suddenly the bassist just appears out of nowhere. They're like, we've got a bassist now. And then when speaking with the record executive, he just sits down with them for 2 minutes, and at the end of it goes, great, you're hired. I'm going to sign you up. Perfect. You're exactly what I'm looking for.
So it's a bit all over the shop. So how many Kev heads do you give it?
Oh, Kev heads. Oh, dearie me. I would give it maybe a 6.5 Kevin heads.
6.5 Kevs out of 10. That's not too bad. That's better than what a lot of other people have been giving it.
Yeah. I'll admit that the flaws did let it down a bit. I would have to say that for a family... the idea for the movie was to make it more family friendly, and to just sort of do like a sort of that sort of a biographic film. It succeeds in that regards. If you want to bring your kids along or just hang out with some friends and watch the movie, it's great. But for someone like me that really loves Queen, they might find it a bit more worthwhile to watch a documentary of the era.
Fair enough. And I understand you've also been out to see King Lear.
Yes, I have. Today's going to have a bit of a Shakespearean tone as well. So, yeah.
Oh, please don't start quoting Shakespeare.
No, I'm not.
It's a filming of a stage adaptation.
Yeah, it's a filming of a stage adaptation that was performed in the UK. So essentially what happens is King Lear, the aging king, wants to split up his kingdom of England in three parts to his daughters. And then they all, as most Shakespearean plays do, drama and tragedy ensures.
So is this the first experience you've had with King Lear? Have you read it or seen it before?
I have not. This is maybe the first time I've seen like a stage adaptation a stage performance of it. Like I have seen Romeo and Juliet from Baz Luhrmann and all these film adaptations, but for stage, this is the first time. And it does a really good job. I'm just a bit worried here. I don't want to like diss it too bad and then have Shakespeare
sounds
loves
like you've
me.
Had a bad supporter drive. Kev, you've been out seeing all the trashy ones.
Well, no, actually, I kind of really enjoyed King Lear.
You liked it?
I actually did like it. So it's been modernized to the to this era. So instead of it being a bit old-fashioned, nowadays the knights have been replaced with army generals and like soldiers and so on. So it gives a more modern feel to the whole story. The costumes have been modernized as well. Obviously they're trying to sort of evoke some parallels with, you know, a country divided between three people with, you know, Brexit and with Donald Trump. And they made this obvious during, like, they spoke about it during a behind-the-scenes feature for this.
So how did they do?
They did really well. Naturally, with Ian McKellen and people of his caliber on the stage, the acting was excellent. Like for a stage performance, the whole blocking and all of the props and like the background, you know, like the stage dressing, I suppose, was really good as well. It wasn't like a bare bones theater or anything. It was also very intimate as well. They were really trying to go for a more intimate feeling, so like the actors can really look at each audience member, right?
So do you think that it transferred over well onto the screen? Of course it was filmed, performed live, so you liked watching it as in the cinema when you were separate from the actors and stuff?
Yeah, despite the fact that they were trying to make it more intimate for the audience members in the UK, I still really enjoyed it as well. You still got that sort of intimate feeling even in the cinema. But naturally, I know some attempts at Shakespeare have tried to modernize the language, so it's still in iambic pentameter. So if you're not too keen on that, then maybe you may not be too keen on this adaptation as well.
Well, so how many Kev heads did you give this one?
I'd give it 7.5.
Wow. Well, Kev, it sounds like you've been very busy, and I hope to hear you back very soon.
I will.